在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
BBC Everyday English, Everyday.
Do you throw your bottles in the bin, drive a big heavy car, or leave the light switched on when you go out? I'm Jackie Dalton, and as part of National Science Week in Britain, we're going to find out about how we can help the environment by changing the way we shop, travel,and use energy in our daily lives, or how we can reduce our carbon footprints. A carbon footprint is a measure of how much harm we cause to the environment in our everyday lives. It depends on how much greenhouse gas emissions we each produce. Greenhouse gases are gases which have a warming effect on the Earth's surface, causing what we call the greenhouse effect,and climate change, changes in the general weather conditions. The average carbon footprint per person in the United Kingdom each year is 10,000 kilograms. What can we do to reduce this? As we find out, we'll also practice some helpful expressions we can use when talking about the environment. We've heard a few already. Just as a reminder, they were
greenhouse gas emissions, the greenhouse effect,climate change.
We're about to hear from environment expert David Ray. Why does he think we need to reduce our carbon footprints?
At the moment we're seeing rapid increases in greenhouse gas. So we'll see very rapid climate change. We need more time, and to get more time we need to reduce the rate of emissions that we're producing. So really, you know, each of us can play a role in giving us all a bit more time.
Well, he says greenhouse gas emissions have gone up,which means the climate will change quickly, and we need more time to adapt, to change the way we behave. So what are the main things in our daily lives that are harming the environment? John Barrett from the Stockholm Environment Institute is about to list three. What are they?
Domestic energy consumption, so that includes both our gas and electricity, our transport use, again combining air travel and our car travel at the moment being by far the most significant, although air travel is increasing rapidly, and also our food consumption, the distance our food has to travel, techniques, methods required to provide us with our food.
Did you get the answer? The three things were domestic energy consumption, which means the energy we use at home when we do things like watch television.The second was transport, and thirdly, food. Here in the UK, we drink bottled water from Canada, eat apples flown in from New Zealand, and beans from Kenya, when we can get all of these things here anyway. What a waste of energy.
BBCLearningEnglish.com.
But we can each make a difference. Two questions now. By how much could each of us cut down our carbon footprints?And would we have to make a big change to the way we live our lives?
There's a lot we can do, lots of these small things, to bring down our emissions significantly. So 60% is the figure which is the possibility for most people without changing their lifestyle radically. The small things, the energy-saving light bulbs, they're using more public transport, using trains. These things can really make a big difference.
The answers to the questions are...David thinks we can cut down our emissions by as much as 60%, and we can do this without radical changes to our lifestyle. We would only have to make small changes in the way we live. So how much effort are people making already to reduce their carbon footprints? Do many recycle, which means reusing things instead of wasting them by just throwing them away?Listen to these people telling us what they do to help the environment.
Probably not as much as I should be doing. Although I recycle a lot at home. We recycle our newspapers and milk cartons and that sort of thing.
I don't drive my car unless I have to. And in the winter time, I close all the windows and doors to keep the warmth inside so I don't waste energy.
I'm recycling loads of paper and card. I have big bins actually outside our block of flats where you can recycle glass and plastic bottles, and newspapers and paper and tin cans. So I keep all my rubbish separate in my kitchen and then go down once a week, put it in the bins at the back.
I make sure when I leave my flat in the morning that I turn off all the lights and I switch off the video and TV by the wall and the washing machine so that I'm not using loads of energy.
Well, if you want to measure your own carbon footprints and find out how you can make a difference, you can always go to the links at the bottom of our webpage. Meanwhile, don't forget to turn off your lights when you don't need them on, recycle your bottles, and next time you're about to switch on the TV, ask yourself whether you wouldn't just rather go for a walk instead.
BBC Learning English.com.